Previously on Finish It, Trumpet of Terror.
I hold onto the boat and I kick that fish again. But this time, the fish closes its jaws on my foot. My anguished shrieks of horror do nothing to stop the fish from finishing its meal.
Oh, no.
They will sing my song forever.
Does it say that?
He kicked the fish.
The song of fish kicks.
Lustily did he kick the fish, and lustily was he eaten. Looking for Hi, I'm Matt Yule.
Hey, and I'm no fool because I went to school. My name is Chris Yule.
Welcome to Finish It,
the completionist interactive fiction podcast.
You know what I did this time is I didn't listen to you. I just thought about what I was going to say next, and I was ready. Then I guess I interrupted it.
I've been doing that this whole time.
I don't know why I listen to you say the same thing.
Why would you listen to me ever?
It's a lack of focus. Every page, every ending, every book, every number is coming up four. Because it's your birthday. You're telling me about your birthday.
Yeah, a lot of fours in my birthday this year, but I don't want to get specific because
I know
that's private information.
But it's a lot of fours. Do you not want people to know when your birthday is?
I don't want them to know anything about my birthday.
Okay. Well, one thing you need to know about Chris is that he is an android who was made. It has no official birthday.
I have a make date.
Make date.
And I but think it's that's like just great.
You got a make date for torso and a leg make date, and you got a make date for arm.
That's a lot of celebrations in one year, I fear.
That's a real good time.
How are you, Matt?
Good.
Cool.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Do you have an interesting story about your life? It sounds like you don't want to share anything, so I don't know why you're doing banter. I don't know where to draw the line here with a back and forth. Should I tell you what's going on? I don't know. How am I doing? It's a tough one.
I think
with the new rules that you've established, the privacy settings.
Try to keep it professional. Right, I think assume that the privacy settings are turned all the way up.
All the way up?
All the way up.
All right.
I should be pixelated to you right now.
You are.
Okay.
That was my glasses.
Welcome, Matt.
Thanks.
To your desk and your
welcome,
computer.
Friend. To your place and mine. This is podcast.
We are doing Trumpet of Terror. And I realized when I picked this book up today that I have no idea how much we have left or what to do in it anymore.
Yeah, that's... are you going to do a data dump for Sigmund?
Data dump? Not this grump.
Okay, maybe I'll do it next time. Because I was concerned about that. This is our 13th week of this book, and there are 28 endings. So even if we'd nailed it, which we didn't because you got us ending you'd already gotten last week.
Right.
So we have at least a couple more weeks of this guy, depending on how poorly we've done in the past. But I'll do a data dump next time around and let everybody know exactly what's up. Even though, as you and I well know, everybody listening knows how many more endings there are because they pay attention. We're the only ones who don't pay attention.
Yeah, but they have the advantage that they binge it over and over and over. So like right. They just like listen to all the episodes on repeat. Continuously, so like they've heard it all so many times at this point.
Right, of course.
Should we do a little read tease?
Yes.
To please me. That was it.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
That's a reappearance by the Reed Tease song created by Marcus from our Discord.
Marcus!
He's the co-host of Aurelius Whitlock's Murder Museum podcast.
So great.
And it's just a good jam.
So. You started playing it, and I was like, did I
It sounds a lot like a you.
Is it me?
It sounds a lot like a
Marcus.
You.
Marcus. It's great. I like that. No, I didn't. I didn't think it was me because it was great. I thought it was me because of the way the voice sounded. But
yep, that's
what. And I was like, too. Oh, now I'm forgetting things I recorded. But thank you, Marcus. That was wonderful. What'd you read, well, tease, dude?
Thanks, tease Marcus, it. For the startus. My read tease today is don't stop listening yet because everyone gets wet.
Oh, boy.
That's my read tease.
I'm writing it down. I like it so much.
Thanks.
Everyone gets wet, and that sounds a little like mine. I'll say last time, it's been a couple weeks since we did this book, but the last time I was eaten by a giant fish.
You were quite the dish. That's right. It's time to smile hard for a wild card.
Oh, boy.
Today, Matt, do you want to know what number I rolled?
I do want to know.
I rolled number 45. Pretty jive.
Okay.
Do you know what that is? That's by Mouse on a Moose. Number 45 says in all caps, rhyme time.
And is that one or two words?
There's two words.
Okay, well.
So I got my marching orders.
Love it.
Yeah, you seemed confused for a second about why I was rhyming all the timing.
Yeah, but just the 1 second, though. Were you proud of me? Here, let me get back to my read tease.
Yeah, please.
Now that we've revealed the wild card.
Mm-hmm.
So last time we did this adventure, I was eaten by a giant fish.
How delish.
Okay. And then this time my ending was essentially the exact opposite of that.
Huh. You come out of a fish?
You'll have to wait and find out.
You eat a fish?
Just wait and find out. We'll find out later. We'll do it later.
What else would be the opposite of getting eaten by a fish? Eating a fish. Getting pooped out by a fish.
It doesn't count if you rhyme fish, fish with fish.
No, I wasn't rhyming. I was trying to think of possibilities.
Don't give away the retease. The whole point of the retease is so people don't
Fine.
Stop.
Fine, then I will move on.
Okay, great.
To the segment.
That's what I was hoping.
I prepared for you.
I gotta know what it is.
So you don't get blue.
Okay.
Here it goes. Tiny Toes.
Okay.
When Finish It makes a promise, we keep it. So when the mail comes due, we read it and we bet. We follow through, we swear, don't bleep it. Our vows are Oscar worthy, we streep it. First we sow a seed and reap it. If we drop a promise on the floor,
we sweep it.
When you're least expecting it,
we creep it.
If it's an Easter Bunny promise,
we beat it.
You keep that metronome in there?
Yeah, keep the metronome in there. It's good on a funk song, I find, so that you don't lose track of the groove.
I love it. All right, so what is this segment actually called?
This segment is called When Finish It Makes a Promise, We Keep It.
Okay, that's what I thought.
And this was inspired by a comment in the Discord.
Okay.
From Josh the Mullet. The comment is this. It shouldn't go unsaid that in episode 102, Matt Yule and Chris Yule stated very specific steps each of them would take when they finished the Great Easter Bunny Adventure.
What, really?
I feel this needs follow-through confirmation, please.
Oh, gosh.
I'm sure you already know about this, Matt, because it's a promise that we made.
Yeah, I don't forget promises
fans,
that we made.
So I'm not sure if you've done it yet because I didn't give you a heads up on this, but I did my thing.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what my thing was?
Yeah, I want to know about it.
We were talking about it after our first read of Easter Bunny. We were like talking about what we would, how we would celebrate when we finished the book. Actually, no, I'm not sure it was first read of Easter Bunny. Probably was not first read of Easter Bunny. But we were talking about what we would do when we finished. I asked how we would celebrate. I said that I would sit in a quiet room alone with my thoughts, happy to listen to them without the voice of the God Bunny in my mind. So I did that today. I had some free time.
Nice.
I sat in this room here when the sun was coming in the afternoon.
Yeah, very nice.
I just kind of chilled with my thoughts. And I found something surprising. I found that I was a little sad that the Great Easter Bunny Adventure is over.
Are you really?
Clover.
Oh, nice. What, not that I forgot, but what did I promise? Just to make sure I remember.
Oh, right. Yes, I do have a clip of it. I'll play it right here. Oh,
perfect.
So that you know what you promised. How are you going to celebrate when we finally finish it?
Well, I'm going to bury it. I'm going to bury it face down. Yeah, I'm going to bury it with a silver coin on top of it face up.
Oh, yep.
I'm going to put in three silver, crow feathers. I'm going to put in one of my fingers.
Yeah.
And,
I mean, you could do a couple, but it's probably overkill.
Yeah, I think one is enough. And then I'm going to, you know, under the light of the full moon, new moon, I'm going to kneel on the plot until morning. Mm-hmm. And then if I'm still able, I will hobble home.
That's the promise that you made.
Right.
And as everyone knows here at Finish It, when we make promise, we keep the promise.
Yeah. Well, which, I mean, I said during the new moon.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, so that's on the 8th.
But I tip my hat to you, Matt.
So, of course, I will do that. I have to pick a finger, I guess.
What are you more worried about?
The feathers.
Cutting off a finger or kneeling over it all night long? Because the minute you said you would kneel all night long, my heart stopped.
What I'm going to do is kneel in different positions. So I may be kneeling straight up and down. I may be kneeling kind of more on my stomach. I may be kneeling on my side.
So kneeling on your stomach, you're laying on your stomach, but your feet are pointed up in the air, right?
I'm in the kneeling position as though my body is frozen that way.
I don't think
But the bit of me that is touching the earth is different.
If you saw someone on the ground doing that, would you say, oh, they're kneeling on their stomach?
I'd be like, that guy's not kneeling right. But I wouldn't have all the context, so I wouldn't realize what was happening.
Kneeling wouldn't even come into your mind.
Here's what I'll say. I can definitely cut off a finger. I cannot kneel all night.
Hey, Matt. Yeah. That's all right.
Boy.
Are you ready to start?
When I said I promised I would do that, or did I just say that I would do that?
No, you didn't necessarily promise, but you said it out loud on our podcast.
I'll see what I can do.
You can at least bury it. I think that would be genuinely funny.
Yeah, I'll definitely do that. I got a few other things I can do.
Just because I want somebody to find it someday?
With my finger and just be like,
Just
this is one of those dudes who cheated when reading a Choose Your Own Adventure, and I guess they got caught.
That's what happens. Don't cheat. Should we dive into this read, Matt?
Yeah, let's do it. And I created a thing that I think will be helpful for us for doing our reads. And more to the point, helpful for people who have listened to some of this stuff so many times.
Which does not include us. Or does not include me, because I've been listening very much. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Here we go. The Bottleneck Hustle. The
Bottleneck Hustle. Okay. Oh, yeah. We're about to go to sea when you see Odin nearby. Hold your magic trumpet close and bid your friend Nils goodbye. Seems Odin needs your help, a witch is messing things up. She's got the gods getting older and they've all had enough. You ride a horse across a rainbow and you can't believe your eyes. This must be Asgard, the place is paradise. There's no time to gawk, you gotta find a solution to stop the witch's cursed version of Dance's revolution. You ask Odin if he has a golden bone, he says no, but maybe the dwarves could make you one, or this Lapland wizard might know what to do.
Ooh. Phenomenal. I think you skipped too much, though.
It's kind of a short song. I don't think I skipped much of anything. Which bits?
Okay. So he's talking about boats?
Oh, yeah. So I think we're both at the point where we have to read page 12 and then make our decision on 14. Is that correct?
Making a lot of assumptions about my read today. You really were assuming that I went somewhere. I've never gone on that branch before, ever.
I thought this was all we had left.
And you're just assuming I knew that?
Okay.
Well, lucky for you.
I mean, I think it's more likely that I'm wrong and the song is technically incorrect than you did the wrong thing. That's what I think.
No. You're in luck.
Oh, you did go there.
I did go there.
Okay, great. Well, I think we'll start on page 12 because we only done the last time when I read it.
We've only done it. Can you believe I went to the right place?
No. Yeah, I mean, yes.
That was going to be a lot of the tension of the episode was, did Chris figure out what to do?
Oh.
Yeah, that was going to be a huge part of this arc.
Oh, I thought, I knew for sure you'd find it because you've been doing that other way for so long. I thought you'd be so pumped to go this way.
I appreciate your belief in me.
This is what we have left, right? I don't think there's other stuff, is it?
No, I think you're totally right.
Okay. All right, but just for everybody, we'll leave it in the song because we'll get bored of this bit.
It's eventually,
perfect. But we've only read it once, so let's we'll start on page 12, I think. So we've decided to go directly to Golvig. We're not trying to find apples. We're not trying to find Norns. None of that.
I'm not looking for any Norns. Yeah, that was
show me the witch.
That was a new thing for me to not go for the Norns. I've been doing that almost this whole time.
Yeah. So we go to a courtyard, and Golvig is there, and she's making goddesses dance around and give her their jewels and gold and stuff like that. And they hate that.
Yeah, she's making them dance faster, and they are very tired.
Yeah. And Odin's like, I never met somebody so greedy for gold. And that gives us a great idea, which is, of course, to get a boat made out of gold and trick her into going on a boat ride in a gold boat.
It's a quality trick.
And selling her out of town.
Like some kind of golden clown.
Oh, yeah, right. Good job.
Thanks, slob.
Okay. So we got two out. Odin suggests a couple things. One, the dwarves could probably make us a boat out of gold. Or there's a Lapland wizard who may have some thoughts. He can make enchanted carpets, and maybe he can make a golden rug to carry her out instead of this great boat idea.
Yeah. I can't remember what you did. What did you do last time? You went to the dwarfs, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I thought I remembered seeing the dwarfs. Okay.
Yeah.
So this time, in my panic and well relief at this point,
yes,
I found something new. I went to look for the Lapland wizard.
That's wonderful.
Why is that wonderful?
We haven't done it. I'm really excited about that.
But what did you do?
I went to the dwarfs again.
Oh, this time you went to the dwarfs again?
Yeah.
Yes.
Lots more to do in there.
That's so good.
I cannot wait to meet this Lapland wizard. Should we reveal the wizard now, or should we wait until later for more for additional excitement?
I think you should definitely be excited about the Lapland wizard. So
yeah.
Why don't you go first?
Let's wait on. Okay, yeah, we're just going to see these dwarves again. They're great, but you know. All right, so Odin shows me the underground passage that goes to the land of gnomes and dwarfs. Gives me a torch, and I say goodbye. He waves, and I find the dwarfs. They're banging away on pieces of gold, doing their thing. I introduce myself. What?
It's funny.
What? I introduce myself to one of the dwarfs. I don't find out their name. And I ask if... I tell them the whole situation with Golvig, and I ask if they can make a boat, and they're like, yeah.
So we don't get any dwarf names? We don't know what their cool names are?
No.
Dang.
And they say, yeah, we could do that, but it'll cost you a lot of money. And I'm like, ugh. And I say, oh, do you have one? Maybe I could just borrow it. And they're like, yep.
I love that you're surprised that a golden boat is expensive.
Yeah, I just didn't think to bring... I just didn't bring my wallet.
Your research was not... extensive.
It's the first of many holes that will be poked into this plan. So they're like, yeah, totally, we have a boat, but how do I know you bring a boat back? And I'm like, you know what, you can hold on to my magic, not my magic trumpet, you can hold on my trumpet.
You don't say it's a magic trumpet?
I say it's a golden trumpet. Let's say if I don't bring your boat back by tomorrow, you keep it.
It's a lot smaller than a boat.
It's smaller than a boat, but they like the idea.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, cool, I got a golden boat, but I don't know how to get it back. And they're like, well, give us two fistfuls of gold and we'll help you take it. If you give us gold there, we'll help you take it there. And I'm like, yeah, perfect.
The fistful is not very much.
Yeah, right? Who's fist, right? That's they're like, usually people ask and we do a whole thing. But okay.
Also, it's like, make a fist. How much room is there for gold in there?
Well, it's that when you put gold in there, how much gold can you make a fist around?
That's a very small amount of gold. You can make a fist around.
Yeah, right.
A proper fist. Nobody cares about technique anymore.
Odin is pumped that I've returned with this golden boat, and he presumably pays them. We bring it over, and we show Gove, and she says it's a small boat, but it's pretty. And I'm like, yes.
Yes.
And ask if she wants to ride, and she's like, no. And I'm like, oh, no, my plan.
Yeah, your plan's falling apart. This happened last time, too, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. And she's like, well, you know what? Maybe I will. And I was like, oof. So we get on a river and we get in the boat and she and I sail away. This goes right out of Asgard into Midgard. And so I just got to dump her out there. She's singing real loud and terribly.
What's the thing that helps you sail from Oh, is it a rainbow bridge?
What are you talking about?
What's the boat on that goes from Asgard to Midgard?
A river.
There's a river that goes from Asgard to Midgard?
Yeah, this river goes from straight to Midgard.
I don't understand.
It's a river that goes there. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
It's magic. And he said, yeah, so he says, leave her anywhere down there and then come back for your reward. So that's exciting. I'm trying to think of ways to get out of the boat as we're floating along. And then this huge fish comes up behind us and grabs the boat and shakes it around. She screams. I'm tempted to jump overboard, but then I won't get my trumpet back.
Oh, right.
So I can either jump overboard or try giving the fish a kick.
I feel like you kicked it last time, right?
I did kick it last time, and that's when I was slowly eaten by the fish as I watched it happen.
Yeah.
So I'm bailing out. I jump off the boat. It's very, very cold water. And I see the fish turn away from the boat and head right at me. I swim to shore as fast as I can. I barely make it before he tries to bite my feet, so I'm safe.
Hey!
Golvey's still in the boat.
Okay.
And the fish is rocking the boat back and forth, and she falls overboard, but she manages to swim to the other shore, on the other side of the river.
Uh-oh, okay.
Hey, good news. We did it.
Oh, yeah, she's in Midgard now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she's in Midgard.
But so are you.
Goal achieved.
I guess that's okay.
But I'm not pumped because the fish takes the boat away. Swims downstream with the boat. And I need to get that back or I'm not going to get my trumpet.
Did the fish fully swallow the boat?
No, he just kind of is pushing it in his mouth.
That's got to look amazing.
Yeah, it looks probably really super cool. So I can either follow the fish or head back to Asgard because I am getting a reward. So maybe I'll just forget about the trumpet, go back to Asgard, get my new treasure.
Maybe that's what Jaws was trying to do. Maybe he was just trying to push their boat.
He's like, I need this for something.
He's like, I'll be your little motor. I'm going to push it around. Look, I'm a motor. Rah, 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 rah. Hey.
Ouch. Hey, we're going to go so fast. Hey, ow, ow. But this says somehow I just can't stop thinking about the Trumpet of Terror. So I decided not to go back and find out what my new reward is. I'm just going after that fish.
Because you're just trying to get the boat back to take it back?
Yeah, I got to get my trumpet back.
You're going to sail not gonna a give golden me the trumpet. Boat upstream? Back to Asgard?
I haven't figured that part out yet.
Okay.
I follow the fish. I stay behind so he can't see me.
Sneaky.
I don't know if he can hear, but I'm just walking really quiet. So the fish takes the boat into a little stream that shoots off the river, and there's lots of reeds, and I'm like, oh gosh, I'm going to have trouble keeping up. But just as I wonder where it's going, I see him nudge the boat out of the water and onto the shore. And I'm like, yes, that's where I am. But then my excitement turns to shock because the fish changes into a red-haired man.
What?
Ha, he says, now this boat belongs to Loki.
Loki!
Which is definitely the kind of thing I would say by myself if I was Loki.
Oh, Noki.
Nice. I'm like, oh no, it's Loki and he's bad and so I'm scared of him.
It was Loki. So Loki ate you?
Yeah, Loki was that big fish who ate me slowly.
That's wild.
But then he sees me and he says, oh, I thought I got rid of you up the river. Never mind. I'll take care of that. The next thing I know, I am a small fish darting through the stream. I have no memory of Loki, Odin, or my life in Sundborg.
Whoa.
All I can think about is finding something to nibble. The end.
Oh,
so see, it's the opposite. I didn't get eaten by a big fish. I became a small fish that eats.
Became a fish. I was joking about that and I was actually right.
Yeah, you're actually right.
Dang.
That's my adventure, but... fish and stuff. Gold boat is like not a great idea.
It worked.
Did work.
It's not the boat's fault. It's your fault for trying to chase it down.
I just don't want people to be mad at me for losing that trumpet, but I guess maybe one day I'll find out what my new reward is.
Yeah, and the trumpet has never been like super useful.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, most of the time you just blow it and the giant hawk falls on
something
you.
Terrible happens to yeah. you.
That's a good one, though. I like that it was Loki. That's a fun twist.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it.
Was he just trying to take the boat? Was that his big plan?
Yeah, I think he was like, that's a boat made out of gold. I know that boat. That's that dwarf's boat made out of gold. This will cause trouble. He thought slightly.
He likes causing trouble.
Yeah, he's that kind of guy.
On the double.
Oh, nice.
I'm really not good at rhyming.
What are you trying to do? Just think of more rhymes?
Just for anything, yeah. It's hard. Like a... shard of a strong metal.
Good job. Pedal. You're doing it. Sounds like rhyme time to me.
That was a good read.
Yeah, I think it was a good read.
But it's not as good as the quiz. Oh, probably, because you made one and you're good at quizzes.
Here we go.
This is the quiz you can't lose.
That's right. This is the quiz you can't lose.
Woohoos!
Because one day you'll have a birthday. And maybe somebody for your birthday will do something nice, like make a quiz that you can't possibly lose.
Yeah, well, tomorrow's my birthday. I don't know why you're being cagey about it.
Well, the podcast comes out tomorrow.
Oh, right. So today's my birthday.
Yeah. And actually, in 34 minutes, it will be your birthday.
Ooh, this is exciting.
So look, you can't lose this quiz, and I'll tell you why.
Mike.
I'm going to give you a name of Choose Your Own Adventure or interactive fiction story that I have made up. Just the title. Yeah. I make up the story. You just tell me what the story's about.
I just tell you what it's about, and I'm always right.
You're always right.
This is turning out to be my night.
So let's see how you don't have to go on. There's, you know, there's like 10 of them. So, you know, it could be a short one. I'm not trying to make your brain tired.
But they can just also be long, right?
You could do whatever you
they
want.
They could this all be really quiz. Long, right? Because I'm the special boy.
You're the special boy, and this is your quiz.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Oh, wait. Shoot. We didn't get that clean. Can you say that again?
You are the special boy, and this is your special quiz.
Good. Okay, go ahead. Thank you.
All right, here's the first title. We just need the story. You are an airplane.
Okay. That's about a boy who wanders into a mysterious temple, and the magic of the temple turns him into many different vehicles.
Whoa.
But not an airplane ever. Okay. Most of the time, you're a boat, and you're a tricycle for a really long time, too.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
The mystery of Pot Bottom Hollow.
This is a really grisly murder story.
Whoa,
really, okay. Really gruesome. It's set during the American Civil War.
Yeah.
And it's not for the faint of heart. And I honestly can't say anything else about the story that isn't like deeply upsetting.
Okay. Gold with an exclamation point.
This is great. This is about being an Olympic hopeful. And it's like every different ending you win first place.
Oh.
But it's different how you get there each time.
I love that.
Yeah.
Next one is you have one wish left.
This is kind of the opposite of the last one, where you don't ever, never in the book do you ever actually use the wish.
Okay.
It's just what happens to you as you spiral. As you spiral with this existential dilemma of how to use your final wish.
Oh, that's great. The model train adventure.
I can't remember this one. Let me think for a second. Oh, yeah. No, it's just you just get shrunk tiny and you get to drive a model train.
That's amazing. Lost in the Mall.
But you find out all the little people that you in the little city you've been building, they're actually sentient, and they don't like you.
Oh, no.
Well, you haven't been very nice to them.
I see. Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's deserved. I get it.
There's no school in the village.
Amazing.
There's two saloons.
Oh, boy.
And two fountains. Okay. And a movie theater, but there's no restaurant. All right, go ahead.
Lost in the Mall.
This one's great. This one is really scary.
Well,
because you get lost in the Washington, D.C. mall.
Okay.
And it's just like, you realize where you have to get.
Yeah.
But it's so far.
Yeah, it's a long walk.
Oh, it's all the way on the other side.
That's brutal. Space station sleepover.
That's when, in this one, you're an astronaut and you're deeply in love with another astronaut from a different country.
Oh, wow.
And you're not supposed to have sleepovers on the ISS.
Yeah.
But so the whole thing is like, it's kind of like Twilight, right? Where they never quite do the thing, right? Or takes a while at least.
Yeah.
And so it's all about you wanting to have a special sleepover with your astronaut love, but the rules of International Space Station not letting you do it.
Nice job. You're 7 for 10, bud.
Ooh, wow. I'm doing great.
You are Santa.
Have you seen Santa Claus? The Santa Claus.
The Saint, yes, of course.
It's like that, but the reverse. So you're Santa, but you want to live a real man's life, so you have to go kill a man, and then you then you can take his place.
Of course, yeah.
And is the whole hilarious scene where your belly shrinks down and you're just normal sized.
Whoa.
And your beard goes from white to like
whatever brown. That guy's beard color was.
Yeah. And yeah, and then you just get to live a normal guy's life. Wow. But through the eyes of Santa Claus, who's like, what is all this amazing stuff?
Whoa.
Yeah. He feels hungry for the first time. He's never felt hunger before.
He's like, what is cheddar?
Yeah, he's exactly right.
Awesome. The Scepter of Curses.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. It's definitely like R-rated, right? Like,
wow.
It's not, I mean, just for language. So if you don't care about language stuff, you can let your kid read it. But it's just your kid, and you find a magic stick that does swear words, and you can just do it where.
Perfect.
And you just, each choice is which swear word do you want to do next, and then the way it affects the people around you.
Do you want to get on the bus or do a swear?
And mostly it ends up kind of basically starting a revolution in the tiny town you're in. It's kind of like Footloose a little bit, but with swears instead of dancing.
Swears instead of dancing. All right, last one. Doing great. Secret of the Magician's RV.
The movie would be Tongue Loose, I guess. All right, what's this one?
Secret of the Magician's RV.
This is another really grisly, brutal. This is actually a true crime, choose your own adventure. Whoa. And I know you're asking, how did they do that?
Yeah.
Well, it's an unsolved case. Yeah. So it's basically like all the different things that might have happened.
Oh,
like all the different suspects that they have. But again, really deeply depressing.
Okay.
And very, very bleak and dark. But exposes a lot of, I don't know, injustices in our society and how it's all managed and the mental health care system and all of that.
Boy.
Yeah.
That's a dark one to end on, so I'm glad I did a bonus one.
A bonus one?
Yeah.
That sounds like more bonus fun.
Yeah, it is bonus fun. This one, last one is You Are the Birthday Boy.
Yeah.
What's that one about?
That one's about someone who it's you're playing and you're not the birthday boy, but it's all about that's your goal is you're going to a party.
Okay.
And you're mad that it's someone else's birthday and your goal for the night is to become the birthday boy. And it's all the different ways you can do that. Like, do you become them? Do you pretend to be them? Do you like lie, make some forge some papers saying it's your birthday too and force them to turn it into a double birthday party? It's like there's a lot of different approaches.
It's a weird recurring theme for this quiz that you've come up with.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Changelings and replacings and impostering. Good stuff. So great job. You nailed the quiz, so you get an extra point.
Wow, that's the greatest gift anyone's ever given me.
Nice.
I love it.
That was it.
Now it's me.
Now it's you.
Whoop-dee-dee.
Oh, sorry. I told people when your birthday is.
I'll continue my read because that's what you need.
Yeah, that's true.
My fair steed.
Whoops. I'm not sure.
Got too greedy with the three rhymes, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go look for the Lapland Wizard.
Awesome.
Because I'm no lizard. Yeah, it's awful, right? Like, I know it's awful. If I could do better, I would. I'll try to find the Lapland Wizard, I say to Odin. But I'm not sure where to start. Do you have any ideas? He strokes his beard, and he says this.
Okay.
I'll let you look at the universe from my throne. You can see everything from there. Maybe you'll be able to spot the wizard.
That could have been helpful for... Okay, never mind. That's fine.
Listen to this. Okay. Okay, so the view is awesome. I'm up there and it looks really cool. You can see lands you never knew existed.
Whoa.
You search carefully for the wizard. I see him, you cry at last. There's a little man surrounded by some bright rugs. I'm sure he's the wizard.
Yeah, that's got to be him.
Why?
He makes enchanted rugs. That fly, flying carpets.
This could be any guy near rugs.
Like a rug salesperson?
Yeah, or somebody whose house has rugs in it.
Is it like a lot of rugs, though?
Some bright rugs.
Okay, that's not a lot.
It's not a lot. I point the wizard out to Odin, so confident. Odin's looking, and then I happen to look over at Sindeborg.
Oh, yeah, that's where you're from.
Sindeborg.
Sindeborg.
Because I can see everything from up here. I gaze fondly at my street, but then I look out at the harbor, and I'm scanning the ocean to see if I can spot Nils sailing to Iceland.
That's
nice
cute.
Little notice there. A nice little mention. But I notice an enormous tidal wave out at sea.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, a tidal wave.
Okay.
Even though it's still far out at sea, it's headed straight for my hometown.
Oh, no.
It's going down. Look, you shriek.
Yeah,
and
you
I'm
do.
Like, this is going to hit. I have to warn everybody.
Yeah.
And Odin's like, wait, disasters happen every day. There's nothing you can do about it.
Wow.
And I'm like, I know I can't stop the wave, but I can at least warn people. And he asks me, which do you think is more important in the long run? Getting Gulve out of Asgard or telling your friends about an unavoidable tidal wave?
Odin
asked me sternly. And at first I was like, huh, yeah. But then I was like, well, at no point did he has he ever outlined any negative consequences for the mortal world.
Yeah.
Right? Not that the gods are having this trouble.
No, yeah, yeah. This is a god problem.
It's like, come on, take care of your beeswax. Maybe you shouldn't be in charge.
Ask the ocean god to not do that tidal wave.
So this is a choice point.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go warn my village.
That's cool.
But I won't pillage.
Good thinking.
Because that wouldn't make any sense in this context.
That's true.
I have to go to Sindeborg. I cry. And I say, please take me back there. And although Odin disapproves of my decision, he grabs my hand and takes me to Sleipnir's stable.
Yep.
And I get in the saddle and we mount the horse. And we go down there. He drops me off on the dock that I met him. I start to say goodbye, but before I can, he's hurrying back to Asgard. So he's done. He's dropping off a package.
Yeah.
He is complete. He's realized that this plan to use me to help him has failed.
Yeah.
And he's just putting me back and moving on. So I start shouting about the tidal wave.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, man, you got me.
Blah, blah, blah.
You got me, huh? You want to do a fun fact?
Yes, please. You going to rhyme that? Is that what you're working on over there? Or you want to get your bun smacked?
Ah, you got it. That was good.
Y'all know what time it is? That's right. It's time for Viking Fun Facts. Herky jerky. Let's go, Bonza.
Herky jerky, let's go berserky. You want to know what the fun fact is for this week about Vikings?
No.
You have to learn. I'm going to make you learn. Guess what?
Chicken butt.
If you need to find out these fun facts for yourself, keep on trying. https://getthespecialists.co.uk/101_viking_facts. I don't know if it's still not working, but one day maybe it'll come back. Guess what the fun fact is, though? No, you don't have to guess. I'll just tell you what the fun fact is. Bone combs were stronger than antler ones.
Are they not anymore?
They are still, but they were then, too.
Cool, cool. Did sun come up in morning?
Yeah, but guess what? Back then, it was the moon and then the sun.
What? Why bone combs?
Why bone combs were stronger? Bone, guess. I don't know. This is a sentence that says bone combs were stronger than antler ones.
Okay. Is any explanation? A
website presumably written by educators or scientists or researchers. I love that sentence. It's the dumbest sentence in the world.
Is that it?
Yeah, that was it. That's a fact. Bone combs were stronger than antler ones.
Bone combs is ready. Okay, where was I? I was doing my read. I was in the middle of my read.
Yeah, you were shouting about a tidal wave.
shouting about a title dream. A fisherman laughs at me and he says, "Hey, I tried that prank too when I was a boy."
Oh, man.
I'm like, it's not a joke. You got to run. And nobody really believes me until finally somebody points out that the tide is drawing back.
Oh, and the way that it does.
Yeah, and they're like, huh. And then so the water's really draining, so people start. Finally, you can see on the horizon the wave. It's too late at that point, right?
Right, too late.
But everybody runs, and you can see a great picture of that on page 82.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and just read this. Maybe close your eyes and just imagine it.
All right.
Dropping their baskets and abandoning their nets, people scurry for shelter. But no one, not even you, can escape. The gigantic wave sweeps over the harbor and through the village, swallowing boats, smashing houses, and drowning every single inhabitant of Sandaborg. The end.
Oh my gosh. No wizard.
So harsh. Such a harsh ending.
That's
We don't have to talk about it like that.
It's a story for young people, and if there's a lesson they should learn, it's solve God problems first, and then get around to human
problems.
Stuff.
That's right. God always comes first, or else you'll be cursed.
Hey, nice.
By a tidal wave, which is the worst. I hope you liked my verse.
Oh.
There's our reads. Yeah, sorry for the fake out. There's no Lapland Wizard. Although, if you look at page 82, I'm not convinced that dude on the front and on the right is not Lapland Wizard. He looks real wizardy.
He does. He's got a beard and kind of a weird hat.
Pointy hat, kind of?
Yeah, kind of. Wow, the boats and stuff in the wave.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty horrible. I don't know if there's a way you can use that for the cover image. It's very vertical.
Yeah, that's a maybe fully just like the into wave. The world tidal wave. That's like not a...
Yeah, it's rough, man. It's just, what is this? I do appreciate, because sometimes there will be a tragedy in one of these books, and I won't know if every single person died. I appreciate that they made it very clear that every single person died this time.
What is the fella behind the wizard?
Fella behind the wizard, let's find out.
He's got a rope.
He's got a rope, and he's just running with it, I think, but I don't know why his arms are so weird.
What could be in his other hand there?
That's just his hair, I think, hanging down.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And
his arm is just weirdly upside down. Great audio content, this, but it is there's something weird about all of the poses of all the people.
Yeah, the guy in the back of his hat. Oh, no, that's not his hat popping off. That's something in the wave. I thought he had a little hat that was flying off the top of his head. But
oh, no, that's a boat in the
background
distance.
Business. All right, well, that's awful.
Yeah, they did draw some kids in the picture, too, just to make sure we get it. So thank you, Chuzco. Well, not Chuzco.
Golly, that's the worst.
So I guess we have a decision to make.
One will win and one will lose. Who will do the better choose? Yes, there can be only one. Who has lost and who has won? Who will have the winning read? Are you Team Chris or on Matt's team? Who will the big winner be? Listen now and you will see.
I kind of don't know. I was going to say you right away because I was like, that's a wild ending, but it's pretty depressing.
Yeah, a bad ending is not necessarily a winning ending. What happened to you, your guy?
I found out that big fish that ate me was Loki.
Oh,
that's and I became
cooler.
A small fish.
That's cooler because it's Loki. It's a god.
I don't think
surprise.
It's as cool as your wild ending. I appreciate that you tried to save your town from a tidal wave, and I think it's not the right move to have everybody get killed by a tidal wave.
Yeah, there was but, a tidal wave, you know. And I tried to save, but it was very grave.
I'm just gonna give it to you so we could just end this thing so the rhyming can stop.
No, I think I'm pretty insistent on this one. I think the Loki is a fun twist, and there's not really any kind of fun twist.
But you
here.
Got to go sit on Odin's throne and look at anything in the universe again.
Yeah, and I looked
a
at
thing
the
that
guy
would have been helpful with
house.
All of our other quests.
Yeah, but
you can't find Idun. You can't find apples at the bottom of a lake. You can see everything.
If I'd got, oh man, we should use that for every branch of this quest.
It's really funny that we got here last.
Why? Why hasn't he found the people he's looking for that way?
From his all-seeing
chair. You can sit
chair.
While you do it.
Just sit there and do it.
He's just too tired to look. I think he just did not think we were going to find anything. He was like, just kind of giving up. He's like, I guess let's go to my chair and think about it.
We think about it as a chair that lets you see anything in the universe. And he thinks about it as a chair that lets you see the whole universe. And he's like, oh, it's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Find anything in there.
I do that sometimes, though, like with my kid. I'm like, oh, yeah, oh, that would be a fun game. You know, let's play it over here on this, by this chair that's so great for playing around.
That's just smart.
Just sit down.
What did we decide then? I think, I don't know. You found more cool new stuff, and you try to be a hero in the right way.
All right, I'll take it, but I think you're just being generous to me because it's my special day.
That's what the other point was about, not this.
I think that this one is also a special day point, and I like it.
Okay, great.
Neither of us did a Trumpy toot, huh?
No toot, no trumpet. I didn't even have mine for most of it.
Only a couple endings left. Do you think there's any toots left?
There has got to be an epic toot left in this book. There has to be one.
I don't know, man. I feel like we had a couple that led to good endings, successful endings, and I feel like that might be about it.
I believe.
I'd be happy with one more failed toot, but my money is on no more toots.
All right, well, we'll see. I guess we'll see what happens.
That's right, we will. When I'm rapping.
Okay.
Because I'm spitting these rhymes like all the times.
Oh, boy.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's... Oh, man, I'm so full after all those appetizers.
Yeah.
And... entrees. Let's listen to some Complies and Concretes.
Complies are compliments, you see, and concretes are constructive criticism. I have one. Without the other, why that'd be no fun.
No fun.
Sure, it's fun to get a compliment and not be criticized even a little bit. But would we be better people if we got some constructive criticism with our compliments? It's Complies and Concretes.
There's this plant, a little potted plant.
Oh.
And I was like, fudge, there's a whole bunch of ants in this, swarming around this potted plant. And I've been like, man, why do these ants keep coming back to this potted plant?
Are you just trying to rhyme ants and plants?
No. I'm not even doing a rhyme thing.
Well, you are.
Although, good looking out for a rhyme.
Yeah.
That's really funny. It's not on purpose. but it does serve this story.
Hey, okay. All right. You're going to be doing this for a week and a half.
And I kept getting annoyed. I was like, I don't know. I guess there's something in the soil. The ants are making a home in there or something. And I just moved it. I was like, I'm just going to put it somewhere else. And then behind the potted plant was an old apple core.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
So I think the ants were feeling the old apple core.
Yeah.
I don't know where it came from. There it is. That's my story.
I loved it.
In all its glory.
It is okay. It is time for Complies and Concretes. You guys want a Compy Concrete? You know what to do. Jump in that Discord. Participate. Have some fun. Talk to the nice people there. Or leave a review of our thing or a comment somewhere. We'll find you and we'll put you into the running for these extraordinary prizes. Sorry, I was trying to do a thing and I got distracted.
Yeah, try rhyming sometimes.
Yeah, that was it?
Yep.
All right, so let's
there's internal rhymes.
Random. Gotcha. Let's randomly generate a number. See here and see who gets a Complete Concrete today.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
What? Ambertix. Congratulations. Guess what? It's Complete and Concrete time for you.
Yeah. Well deserved.
User and it's a Viking book. Obviously, we're doing Complies and Concretes in the form of old Nordic words that have morphed into words we use today.
Yes, obviously.
So let's roll this guy.
Roll it.
And see who gets what. Is that a thing? No. Okay. How about this one? No.
Wow.
I guess I could just be quiet and
yeah,
not go through the whole, not make people have to listen to me roll over and over to get glitra. Do you know what the word glitra became, Chris?
Did it become glitter?
It did become glitter.
I'm no quitter.
Then that's a...
Oh, the glitter is the compli.
That's a compli.
Well, that actually makes a lot of sense because you shine like the stars in the heavens above. You got a glow. This is not the time for rhymes, man.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You've got a glow that comes from inside and lights up people's lives.
Yeah.
And it's just you. It's the you-ness of you.
The you-ness.
That's a book I'm writing. So it's like kind of a help finding yourself and like being yourself.
I like it.
Yeah.
But let's keep it real, if you don't mind, and let's get a little bit of constructive criticism.
We do have to do that a little bit. You, as much of a glowing gem of a human as you are,
yeah,
it's always work to be done.
That's right. Oh, boy. A lot of rolling. Coming to the end of this this table. Yes.
I hope you're able to find one.
Snubba. It used to mean to curse. Snubba.
Snub? Is it just
snub?
Yeah,
it's snub. Yeah, it's snub.
Nice.
That's great.
And that's a concrete.
Yep.
Because you do have an inner glow, the shine of the stars resides in you,
yeah,
and is visible to all who are near you. There is probably more FOMO about not hanging out with you around you than you realize. Like casual get-togethers or whatever, some people might be like, oh, why didn't I? You guys had lunch? Why didn't I have lunch? You know, right. And that's like not your responsibility to manage those people's feelings, but just like it can't hurt to be aware.
Yeah, it's better to know than not to know. So there you go.
Hey, see, you did it right.
So thank you so much to AmberTX. And thank you to all of our wonderful users. You are the very best. And
best there is.
And happy birthday to Chris whenever that happens.
Yeah, thanks. It's my power year. I'm going to get bigger than ever this year.
Smart.
And if you have a moment, leave us a review on wherever you listen to.
I already said
this.
That part. You said that? Do reviews again.
Well, I just think it's really great when people do it. Or you could also tell friends about the podcast. Did you say that?
You tell your enemies.
Tell your enemies, but tell anybody about the podcast.
Then guess what? Then they listen and they're like, yeah, I guess I like it. Okay. And then you become friends.
We're still on X, I think, but it's like not a whole lot going on there. The Discord is super, super fun. The people on the Discord are amazing. So come check that out if you want. And I guess we're on Blue Sky?
Yeah, we're on Blue Sky.
Do we do anything there?
I just post the same thing I put on X for right now. All right, so, you know, and I don't even know if we're really following people, but I'll get on top of that.
Yeah, that's cool. But we'll be back with more of this book. Just to take another look. So why don't you go ahead for now and put it on the shelf. Till next week, take care to keep your business drier than yourself.
You nailed that one.